Listener Production.
G'day, I'm Dan McRae with your local news. At dawn on the 25th of April 1915, Anzac troops landed at Gallipoli, starting a legacy that would live long after them. The sun has now risen on southern Queensland 109 years later, and thousands have gathered to honour all those who have served and remember those who paid the ultimate price. While dawn services have now concluded, there are many more planned for across the day. Residents of Stanthorpe, Warwick and Dalby should keep their eyes on the skies for a C-17A Globemaster flyby early this afternoon, while the Toowoomba area and surrounds will be treated to a flyover from Australian Tiger helicopters and Singaporean Air Force Chinooks from 9 this morning. To other news, and a $9 million mental health facility in Brisbane could be a catalyst for more support for veterans and their families. Legacy needs the community to raise the remaining $700,000 needed to build the centre that will provide support for veterans who call emergency services once every 16 minutes at the moment. Legacy Brisbane CEO Brendan Cox says Legacy House could prove a need for similar facilities in regional areas.
Anzac Day is a really important day in our national calendar, but equally important is for us to act for those who have given their health today, who are living amongst our community and require our support through service to our country.
And police have launched an investigation after reports that a teenage girl was assaulted while walking along South Street in Harristown earlier this week. Reports say that at around 3:20 on Tuesday afternoon, the 15-year-old girl was walking along South Street when she was approached by three males and there was an altercation. The girl sustained minor injuries to her face, arm and torso before she was able to get away. Anyone who witnessed the incident or may be able to help police is urged to get in touch with them.